Let us turn to the New Testament scripture, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, starting from verse 6 to verse 9.
请我们回去第一段的圣经，哥林多前书三章。哥林多前书三章六节至九节。
The Apostle Paul writes, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. For he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来各人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Today, for the third time, we are revisiting this important passage.
今次我们是第三次研读这段圣经了。
Last two times, we learned important lessons from verse 9.
上一次我们学了的是第九节，很重要的信息。
We, that is the teachers, the pastors of the Church of God, we are God's fellow workers. So teachers of the Church are God's fellow workers.
作者在这里写到我们即是圣经的教师和牧师，因为我们是神的同工。所以教会的教师是神的同工来的。
And then, next it says, you, that is the church, you are God's field, God's building.
而你们呢？你们就是教会啦，教会就是神所耕种的田地。
Today, we want to study the scriptural meaning of the church of God.
今天我们是想特别去解释圣经怎样讲解神的教会呢？
What is a church? What is the church?
教会是什么意思呢？教会是什么来的呢？
Now, different people understand church differently. But our goal today is to see what the Bible tells us, the true meaning of the church.
不同人对教会的理解都不同。但我们今天的目的呢，就是想去了解圣经的角度，教会是什么呢？
In people's mind, church means church building. That's the concept of many people about church.
在很多人的心目中，教会只不过是一栋的建筑物，一座教堂，就是很多人对教会的理解。
When you say you go to church, where do you go? You go to a church building. So in people's mind, church means a cathedral, a church building.
当你说我去教会，去哪里呢？你就去一座教堂。很多人的理解里面，就是教会就是教堂。
But in the Bible, the church is never a place.
但在圣经的教导里头，教会从来都不是一座的建筑物，不是一个地点。
The church in the Bible are people.
圣经讲到的教会是人。
Do you know what time, 1 Corinthians, this document was written?
大家知不知道哥林多前书成书的时候是几时呢？
Christianity had just started for less than 40 years when the writer wrote these words.
我们读的圣经呢，成书的时候呢，是基督教开始不足40年的。
For the first 100 years of Christianity, there was no church building. Church building, cathedrals, was a much later thing. All the early Christians gather in households, in the homes.
基督教开始之后的100至120年是还没有教堂的。教堂是很多年之后的事来的。早期教会的信徒呢，是在家庭里面聚会的。
That's why it is absolutely right to say in the Bible, the church is never a place. A true church of God are people.
所以呢，当圣经讲到教会并不是一个地方呢，是绝对啱的。真正的教会是一群人。
That's why we read here, you, that is the church, are God's building.
所以呢，作者就在这里讲了，你们啊，就是教会了，就是神所建造的房屋。
When it says you are God's building, it is a picture language. People are not a building. But here he says the church of God, the people of God are like a building that God builds.
当这里讲到你们是神建造的房屋呢，只不过是一个图像的言语，一群人呢并不是一座建筑物。这里就讲到信徒啊，教会啊，就好像一座神所要建起来的房屋。
And further down in verse 16, we learn that that building is actually a temple of God.
而第十六节呢，那里就解释神所建造的房屋呢，就是神的殿。
Again, when the Bible says the church is a temple of God, that too is picture language.
所以这里讲到教会就是神的殿呢，同样呢，都是一个图像。
Let us read 16 again.
我们再看第十六节。
Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
A better translation would read, and the Spirit of God dwells among you. This is exactly what the original Greek says.
一个更好的翻译呢，就是说神的灵住在你们当中，因为这个正正就是希腊的原文所说的。
So here we see a clear meaning of what the church is.
所以我们很清楚看到呢，教会是什么意思。
Whenever God's Spirit dwells among a group of people, the people are the church of God.
当神的灵住在当中的时候，那群人就是教会了。
This letter, 1 Corinthians, opens with the greetings.
哥林多前书一开始的时候呢，是一个问安语。
In chapter 1 and verse 2, the writer says this, To the church of God, which is at the city of Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus.
第一章的第二节，作者这样讲，他说写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召作圣徒的。
So again, the church of God refers clearly not to a place, but to a special kind of people. They refer to people who have heard the gospel of God, the call of God.
所以我们再一次看到神的教会不是讲一个地方，是讲一群很特别的人，是一群听了福音的人，就是神的呼唤呼召。
They are people who have responded to the gospel of God. And because they have made the response,God is working to build the people up, changing the people into God's image himself.
而他们就向神的福音来做回应，正因为他们对神有回应，神就在他们当中工作，建立起他们上来，改变这一班人，叫他们越来越有神的形象。
The response of the people and God's work among the people is called sanctified here in the Bible.
以群人对神的回应和神的改变的工作，圣经就叫做成圣。
So let me repeat. In the Bible, the church is never a place.
让我再讲一次，在圣经来讲，教会并不是一个地方。
How different do we understand the church from the way the Bible explains it?
我们对教会的理解和圣经的解释是多么不同呢？
The church are people who have responded to God's gospel, people whom God is building up.
教会是一群肯向神的福音回应的一班人，就是神建立的人。
The church of God are a group of people among whom God's spirit lives.
神的教会也是神的灵住在当中的一个地方。
For what purpose does the Spirit of God live among the church?
那神的灵住在教会当中的目的是什么呢？
The reason is to build the people up so that the people would carry his image of goodness. The purpose is that other people may be drawn to God.
神的灵住在教会当中，目的就是要建立起那班人，好让这班人能够带着神的美善的形象，目的就是让其他的人看到这一班人的时候就被吸引。
Our scripture text today says the church is God's building, which means this building project belongs to God. It is very important to distinguish what is God's work and what is man's work.
今天我们读的圣经就是讲到教会是神的殿。 意思就是说这一项建筑工程是神的工程，我们必须要分得清楚神的工作和人的工作。
Christianity is not a human thing. The church is not a human thing.
基督教并不是一件人为的事，教会不是一些人为的工作。
The building up of the church of God is God's work, not man's work.
建立教会是一项神的工作，不是人的工作。
The church is God's building project.The idea belongs to God, not man.
教会是神的建筑工程，这个意念是神的意念，不是人的意念。
The initiative has come from God, not from a human.
是神做主动的，不是人。
The whole plan belongs to God.
整个的计划是神的计划。
And if so, God himself must be working on his project.
如果是这样，神本身一定是亲自是做着工作。
For this reason, we can now understand some statements which are difficult to understand.
如果是这样，我们就能够开始去明白一些难明的圣经。
In verse 9, we are reminded that teachers and pastors of the church are simply God's fellow workers who have been given the privilege to be God's helpers.
第九节提醒我们，教会里面的教师、牧师呢，都是与神同工的，是得到神给他们这个福气呢，去成为神的同工。
But God himself is the real mover, and we must distinguish between God the real mover and God's helpers.
但是神才是那个真正的推动这个工程的人，我们必须要分得清楚，神才是真正推动工程的那个人，就是同工。
Let's read what comes before in verse 6 and 7.
我们看下第六、第七节。
The Apostle Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth.
作者保罗在这里说，我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，晓管的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
There's something difficult to understand in these two verses.
在两节圣经里面，有一些是令我们觉得很难明白
的。 It is saying teachers and pastors of the church, no matter how hard they work, are nothing, but only God who causes the church to grow.
这里讲到教会里面的牧者、教师，无论他们几努力都好，都是算不得什么，因为只有神去叫人成长。
We know it is very important for teachers and pastors to be very faithful in teaching the church. If teachers are careless and irresponsible, it will have a very bad effect on any church.
我们是知道教会里面的教师和牧师是应该很忠心、很努力地去侍奉。我们都知道，如果这些教师他们不负责任、不忠心的话，或者不谨慎的话，他们会留给教会一个很不好的影响。
If so, why does it say that no matter how hard the teachers and the pastors work, they are nothing? Because only God causes the growth of the church.
但这里圣经就提醒我们了，无论牧者教师是几咁的努力，都不及得神咁重要，因为是神叫到人成长。
Because God is the real mover of the building project.
因为神才是真正那个推动这个工程的一位。
Now we can see two reasons why this is so.
我们知道有两个原因是解释这件事。
First, the idea of building up the people of God, the church,belongs to God, not to pastors and teachers. The work belongs to God, not to a pastor or teachers. So what we read is emphasizing the fact that God is the main person.
首先就是这个建筑工程是神的计划来的，不是人的。所以我们刚才读到的圣经就是想强调神才是主要那一个人。
But a more important reason is this.The wonderful work that God does among His church is a work that only He Himself can do, not the pastors, not the teachers.
但另外一个更加重要的原因是这样，原因就是因为神在祂的教会当中做这么奇妙的工作，这些奇妙的工作只有神自己一个人做到的，不是牧者。
Although the pastors and teachers may work very hard, what they can accomplish is something different from what God Himself will do.
虽然牧者教师系会好努力去侍奉，但佢哋能够做到嘅、成就到嘅嘢咧，系有限，系同神唔同嘅。
So let this be a clear reminder for all pastors and teachers. We should be faithful to God and to the church indeed, but we can never cause the church to grow. It is something that God does.
所以让我咧喺度提醒每一位牧者教师，我哋的确咧系需要忠心嘅去侍奉。但我们绝对不能够令到教会成长，因为是一件神做的工作来的。
So, God does the most important part, causing the church to grow. So certainly, God is working actively among His church.
所以教会要成长的话，神是担任一个很重要的角色，神肯定呢是在他的教会当中工作的。
Recently, we said goodbye to some university students before they went back home for summer holiday.
最近呢，有些大学生要回家过暑假了，那我们又一直说。
And during dinner one evening, one of them made this comment.
在一个晚上我们有晚餐的时候，其中一位这样说。
She said she's very happy and thankful to God that she has found this church.It's so nice to be part of this church. It's like a big family.
佢话我好感谢神啊，我能够揾到呢一间教会，能够成为呢间教会嘅一份子咧，系好好啊，就好似一个大家庭一样。
And I derive so much benefits from being part of this church.
我咧喺呢个教会里边生活咧，我系得到好多嘅益处。
Recently, we had a first-time visitor.A very young girl from Germany.
我哋有一个从德国嚟嘅一位新朋友，一个好年轻嘅少女。
So, Catherine came, sang songs and listened to a lesson, and then had lunch with us, and she left.
咁 Catherine 就嚟到啦，同大家一齐崇拜、唱歌、听到，跟住食晏咁就走咗。
One of the songs we sang was a Chinese song. She couldn't sing that.
当时咧，其中一首歌咧系一首中文歌，佢唔识唱。
At the end of the service that day, she made a comment.
但是完了聚会之后，当日她这样说。
I'm very happy to have come here today. The atmosphere here is really good.
我今天很高兴可以来到你们当中，这里的气氛是非常好。
And she just feels so thrilled to have found this place.
她真的找到这个地方，她真的很兴奋。
What about this place that she was so happy about?
但这个地方有什么令到她这么兴奋呢?
Just look at our walls.
你就周围望下你的墙。
Look at ourselves.
你望下我们自己。
I wouldn't have to say, look at our carpet.
我就不用说了，你不要望地下地毡了。
What atmosphere are you talking about?
这个什么气氛啊?
This is not even a church building.
这个根本不是一座教堂。
What is the thing that Catherine senses that makes her so happy?
但是 Catherine 在这里感受到的是什么令他们这么开心呢?
And that reminds me of a very similar comment.
也令我想起另一位女士来到我们当中她说的说话。
We invited our friend and her two boys to visit us from Paris.
我们邀请我们的朋友和她两个仔来到探访。
The mother understands Chinese and some English, of course, but her two young sons.Know only French. They don't know English.
但佢两个仔咧，净系识法文嘅啫，佢哋唔识英文嘅。
So the family of three came that Sunday, joined us for the service, and we went for some badminton games together that afternoon.
所以佢哋三位咧，礼拜日就嚟到，坐喺我哋中间。咁当日咧，我哋冇一齐食午饭嘅，就一齐去打羽毛球。
After that day, she made a very similar comment.
打完波之后，当晚佢就同我哋讲啦，讲嘅说话系差不多。
During service that Sunday, I looked around. I was observing you people.
当然就话我嚟到你哋当中当日啦，我就喺度周围望观察。
We were sitting down, listening to a Bible lesson. What did she see?
我哋个个都系坐喺度听道啦，究竟佢睇咩咧
？After service, we had some simple sandwich together.
咁聚會之後，咁我哋大家各自各食自己嘅三文治。
And she said, I was observing you people.
但係佢話我喺度觀察緊大家。
And then we went to the leisure centre. We played badminton.
之後我哋就去到羽毛球場，我哋就喺嗰度打羽毛球。
Her two boys played because playing badminton didn't require English, you see.
佢兩個仔咧都一齊玩，因為打羽毛球唔需要講英文。
She didn't play badminton. She was sitting by the side. She said, I was observing you.
佢就咧就冇打羽毛球，佢就坐埋側邊，佢就話我喺度周圍觀察。
Old and young man and women playing badminton together.
男女老幼都係一齊打緊波。
This is really good. The atmosphere, she said. The atmosphere is really good.
咁樣好好。佢話呢個氣氛，嗰個氛圍好好。
It makes me think of what I missed in France.
佢就令到我諗起我喺法國咧，我好孤獨，有啲嘢我係冇嘅。
Listening to these three persons' comment, I have something that I find it very hard to understand. What is it that they observe that they make them feel so happy?
我聽到呢三位朋友不約而同咧，佢講一類似嘅説話，我令到我覺得有啲嘢我唔係好明嘅。究竟他们看到什么东西，他们观察到什么东西令到他们这么开心呢？
I certainly do not think that we as a people have any merits in ourselves.
我肯定觉得自己，我们作为一个人，我们没什么功劳的。
In fact, many of you who are listening to me today have said to me the same thing.
但其实呢，你在座当中都有人曾经跟我说过类似的说话。
The only valid explanation that I can find is that God Himself is working among us.
我能够找到的一个答案就是神自己亲自在我们当中工作。
We are the result of God living among us and doing His work.
这个我们只不过是一个神工作的一个成果。
Shall we for a moment turn to our next scripture, the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 13.
我们翻开第二段的圣经，请大家翻开腓立比书第二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13.
腓立比书第二章十三节。
It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
The translation that God is at work in you can be further clarified by another translation. It is God who is at work among you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So this text emphasizes the fact that God is actively working among the church.
这里的圣经的翻译就是讲到神在你们心里运行，我觉得应该可以有一个好一点的翻译。就是神在你们当中工作，去下决心和去采取行动。以致的圣经就提醒我们，神的确是很积极地、很主动地在教会里面工作。
It is a wonderful thing to know that the very living God Himself is working among His church people.
知道神在祂的子民当中工作是一件非常开心的事。
If our God is not living and working among us, to me, belonging to this church will have no meaning whatsoever. Others may be interested in going to some religion, but I don't.
假如神不在我们中间工作的话，我们就算属于这个教会都是没什么意思。有些人或者有兴趣去找去寻找其他的宗教，但我就没有这样的兴趣。
First 13 tells us the purpose of God working among his church people, to will and to work for his good pleasure.
首先十三节就讲到神在他的子民当中工作的目的，是要帮助他们立志行事，即是下决心，同埋要去採取行動。
So if you wonder what God is doing in this church, mark this. He is moving in your hearts to encourage you to choose God's will.
所以你如果想知道神在这间教会做紧啲乜嘢咧，你就要留意呢一节圣经。神是推动紧你嘅心，推动你去选择行神嘅旨意。
He is encouraging you to take action, to join God's plan.For the salvation of mankind, this is what God's Spirit is doing in a true church.
佢系鼓励紧你去采取行动，去为咗人嘅救恩嘅缘故加入神嘅计划。呢个就系神嘅灵喺一间真嘅教会里边嘅工作。
And the moment you open your hearts to Him, God will cause you to change and cause the church to grow.
你向神打开你的心的那一刻，神就会改变你，而令到教会成长。
When I think of the comments of our three friends, first of all, Our church is not made of a large crowd of people.
当我想起呢三位朋友对我哋教会嘅评语嘅时候，令到我谂起一样嘢。首先，我哋嘅教会咧唔系有一大群人。
If you count those who have already been baptized, the number is even smaller.
但如果你数下已经受咗洗嘅成员咧，个人数就更加少。
Actually, those have been baptized is less than 50%.
其实咧喺间教会。受洗嘅人咧係少過一半嘅。
And yes, people one after another have found coming to this church very satisfying.
但係好奇怪嘅就係人嚟到一間教會，一個一個嘅咁講，覺得嚟到咧係好滿足。
And this is why the only explanation I can find is that God is working in you and in me.God is working among us.
所以唯一我能够找到的解释就是神在我们当中工作，在你心中，在我心中工作。
Even though you have not been baptized, God has been working in your hearts to encourage you to choose His will.
即使你还未受洗，其实神都一直在你的心中工作，但是有一个目的的，就是去鼓励你去选择他的旨意。
With a specific goal,To join in his plan for the salvation of mankind.
去加入佢嘅计划，为咗别人嘅救恩。
Because the church is God's work, we can also understand some difficult text.
因为教会就系神嘅工作，所以我哋都可以明白得到一啲难明嘅圣经。
In our main text in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, if any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
在我们刚才读的主要的经文哥林多前书三章第十七节，若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人。
So serious is God about his own project. Any person destroys his project, God will destroy him.
神是非常着紧和非常关注他的建筑工程，如果任何一个人去毁坏神的工程的话，神都会毁坏这个人。
It also calls to my mind a psalm in the Hebrew Bible.
令到我咧谂起希伯来圣经嘅一段圣经。
Unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless Yahweh guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
若非耶和华建造房屋，建造嘅人就枉然劳力；若非耶和华看守城池，看守嘅人就枉然警醒。
Let us now return to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11.
现在我们看哥林多前书的三章十一。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Now if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. 13. Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it.Because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
哥林多前书嘅三章十一，因为那已经立好嘅根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。第十二节，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，十三节，各人嘅工程必要显露。因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验各人的工程怎样。
Now let us look at the most important phase of God's building project. It says in verse 11 that Jesus Christ is the foundation of God's church.
现在我们要看下在神的建筑工程里头最重要的一期。这里就讲到耶稣基督就是教会的根基。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢?
In verse 12 and 13, we are told that teachers and pastors must be very careful how to build up the church.
12、13节我们就看得到，作为一个教会的导师、教师，就要非常小心怎样去跟神一起去建起这个教会。
The church, or the people in the church, must be built firmly upon Jesus Christ, the foundation.What does this mean?
教会里面的人必须要建在耶稣基督之上。那是什么意思呢?
Well, in any building project, laying the foundations is always phase one.
嗱，喺任何一项嘅建筑工程，建起个根基咧系第一期嚟嘅。
The whole superstructure is built up stone by stone, part by part, firmly connected to the foundation, until the whole superstructure rests entirely on that one foundation.
咁之后嘅工程咧就系、是、一嚿嚿石啦、砖啦，一路咁样搭上去，系紧紧嘅同呢个根基连埋一齐，直至到呢整个嘅建筑物都能够好稳阵嘅建喺呢个根基上。
The long-term safety of the building would depend solely on the foundation.
呢座建筑物有几安全、有几稳阵咧，系全靠呢个根基。
The beauty of the building would also depend entirely on the foundation.
呢座建筑物嘅宏伟、美唔美丽咧，完全都要靠呢个根基。
Because if the foundation is not good, or the building is not firmly built on it,Even though the building may be very glorious, it will collapse during an earthquake.
因为如果这个根基不稳阵的话，或者建上去的材料不稳阵，不是很黏住这个根基的时候，不论这个建筑物的外表几宏伟都好，它都会倒的。
But again, we are reading a picture language. What does this mean?
再一次，我们只不过是用一些图像的语言来讲嘢啫。呢啲系咩意思咧？咁样讲。
It means that Jesus Christ is the first phase of God's building project。
呢度想讲嘅咧就系耶稣基督就系神嘅建筑工程嘅第一期。
Jesus Christ is the most important person of God's church。
喺神嘅教会里边，耶稣基督系一个最重要嘅人物。
On Jesus, the whole church would rest。
喺整个教会都是建在耶稣基督之上。
The future safety of the Church of God rests entirely on Jesus.
教会将来安不安全，有几安全呢，都是全靠建在这个根基之上。
But then, what does this mean?
这样讲又是什么意思呢？
What is it about Jesus Christ that the whole church would depend on?
究竟耶稣基督是一个什么的人，整个教会都是要建在他之上呢？
It is the oneness of relationship between God and Jesus that makes it a firm foundation.
这个根基是这么坚固、这么牢固的原因，是因为耶稣和亚伟天父这么紧密的关系。
Throughout Jesus' life on earth, God loves him, never leaves him. God lives inside him.
在耶稣整生里面，天父都是非常的爱他。从来都冇抛弃佢，神住在喺耶稣嘅里头。
And in death, God raised him from the dead.
神又叫佢从死里复活。
And on Jesus' part, how throughout his life he loves his heavenly Father.
喺耶稣嗰方面咧，喺佢一整生里边，佢都系几咁嘅爱佢嘅天父。
Especially Jesus has complete trust in the will of God.
尤其是耶稣系完全嘅信任神。
He understands God's salvation plan for mankind, and he's convinced God's plan is the best.
他很明白神对人的救恩的计划，而他是很相信神的计划是最好的。
Jesus willingly gives up his everything, his own way, his own plans, his own career, his own future.
耶稣他很甘愿地放弃他自己一切，他自己的计划，他自己的意思，他自己的职业，他自己的将来。
Jesus devotes his own life joining God's plan.
耶稣放弃了他自己的一生，加入了神的计划。
In his life, he does only one thing, to carry out God's work.
在他的人生里面，他只是做一件事，就是去遵行神的工作。
The oneness of heart and will is the foundation of the church.
耶稣和天父和神的合一的心就是这个地基。
A moment ago, we read a text from the book of Philippians.
刚才我们读一段圣经，就是取自腓立比书。
In that same book, we read another text. We should have the same attitude in ourselves which was in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书，我们看到另一段圣经，嗰度咧就提醒到教会里边嘅信徒咧，就系当以基督耶稣嘅心为心。
Perhaps we can turn back to Philippians chapter 2。
或者我哋一齐翻去腓立比书第二章。
A moment ago we read Philippians 2 and verse 13. Let us now read verse 5 of the same chapter.
刚才我哋读嘅咧系二章 13节，现在我们读第五节。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And it goes on from 6 to 7, and I ask Olive to read in Chinese to save time.
为了节省时间，我只是用中文读，继续由第六节读到11节。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Here we see why Jesus Christ is the most important person in the Church of God. Why Jesus Christ is the only foundation of the Church.
我哋喺度，我哋睇到点解喺神嘅教会里边，耶稣基督系最重要嘅一个人物咧？都因此明白到点解耶稣就系唯一嗰个根基。
But then in the same place, we are told the church people must follow Jesus' way.
喺同一段圣经咧，我哋都睇到。我哋信徒咧，必须要跟从耶稣嘅道路。
When we in this church one by one follow Jesus's way, we become firmly connected with the foundation.
当喺间教会嘅每一个人一个一个咁样都去跟从耶稣嘅道路嘅话，我哋咧就会紧紧咁黐住呢一个根基啦。
Because we will be firmly connected with God.And with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样做呢，我们就会紧紧地跟天父和耶稣连在一起。
This is the only way for the building, so to speak, to be firmly connected to the foundation.
唯有这样做，这个建筑才可以紧紧地跟这个根基连在一起。
Only in this way, we become good building material for the church. Or to use the Bible's language, gold, silver, and precious stones.
唯有咁样，我哋先至系能够成为好嘅建筑材料，就系金银宝石。
But anything short of this, we would be building this church out of wood, hay, and straw, and the quality of the people in this church will not pass the test of fire.
如果我哋减价偷鸡嘅话咧，咁我哋就系用紧一啲禾秆草啊、木啊嚟到建筑。咁呢间教会。这个结果呢，是不能够过最后那关的。
Only when we choose to love God, our Heavenly Father, as Jesus did.
唯有当我们好像耶稣基督一样的，这样去爱天父。
Only when we, one by one, choose God's will to be our own.
当我们一个一个这样的去选择神的旨意。
Only when we, one by one, understand God's plan.Not for yourself, but for the salvation of mankind.
当我们一个一个选择神的道路，不是为了自己，而是为了别人的救恩。
When we understand God's salvation plan for mankind, trusting that that plan is the best.
就是当我们去明白了神对人的救恩计划，相信这个计划是最好的。
Trusting that plan is the only one that is important for mankind.
我哋相信咧呢一个计划咧系对人类系唯一个最好嘅计划。
When we one by one willingly choose to give up our own plans,
就系当我哋每一个人一个一个咁样甘愿嘅去选择放弃自己嘅
our own thoughts and attitudes,
就放弃我哋嘅思想态度。
We are building up the church.On the foundation of Jesus Christ.
是这样做，我们才会真正的在耶稣这个根基上面建立起来。
This is the only way the person become part of God's church.
唯有这样才是去建立神的教会。
Before we conclude, I'd like to turn your attention back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 again.
我们结束之前，请大家再回去哥林多前书。
We've just read verse 11 and 12.Now we turn to chapter 3 and verse 23.
刚才我们看的是11、12节，现在我们看三章的23节。
The Apostle Paul addressing the people in the church again, and he says, And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
23节，在这里保罗继续跟教会说，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
Another text that I have found difficult to understand for a long, long time.
以致聖經咧係我一直以嚟覺得好難明嘅。
For unless we understand today's lesson, this text would remain difficult to understand.
除非我哋明白咗剛才我所講嘅嘢，否則依節聖經係好難明。
True members of the Church of God have given up their own plans, their own ways.
真正嘅神嘅教會嘅成員咧，係已經放下咗自己嗰一套啦。
They have chosen to become nothing and have nothing in themselves.
佢哋甘願甘心嘅。变成乜嘢都冇，一无所有。
Following Jesus' way，
而去跟从耶稣嘅。
Trusting the whole lives into God's plan，
要将自己嘅一生交托俾神。
That's why it says here， you belong not to yourself， you belong to Jesus Christ。
所以呢度讲你们啊，系属基督嘅，唔系属你自己。
So here today we keep reading important descriptions of a true church of God。
所以今日咧，我哋读咗好多都系。一啲好重要嘅圣经系关于一个真嘅教会系乜嘢
？The true church belong to Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ has offered Himself to God.
真嘅教会系属基督嘅，又正如基督佢将自己献上咗俾神。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
请大家翻去哥林多前书嘅六章。
We'll read verse 19 and 20.
十九至二十节。
Chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians and verse 19 and 20.
六章十九至二十节。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you or among you, whom you have received from God, and that you are not your own?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Mark these words. True members of the Church of God don't belong to themselves anymore.
睇清楚呢一段圣经，神教会真正嘅成员系唔再属于自己嘅。
Verse 20. For you have been bought with a price. Referring to the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
第二十节就话，因为你们是重价买来的，就喺呢度讲紧咧耶稣。犧牲自己嘅嗰種嘅大愛。
And therefore, as the Church of God, glorify God in your body using your lifetime.
所以咧，我哋就要用我哋嘅一生啊，喺我哋嘅身子上榮耀神。
When we understand today's lesson, we would also be able to understand a very frequent expression of the Apostle Paul: to be in Christ Jesus.
如果我哋明白咗今日嘅講解嘅話，我哋都会明白到使徒保罗成日讲嘅一句说话，在基督里。
This is what it means to be in Christ, having understood the way of Jesus, having understood the plan and the will of God. To be in Christ means to have followed the way of Jesus Christ, and therefore to have been included into God's building project.
在基督里嘅意思就系依个，就系明白咗耶稣嘅道路之后。又明白了神的计划之后，在基督里的意思就是去跟从耶稣的脚步，也是去加入了神的建筑工程里面。
This is the true meaning of repentance.
这个就是悔改的真正意思。
This is the meaning of believing in the gospel.
也就是相信福音的真正意思。
Anything short of this will be building upon sand, building with wood, hay and straw.
否则任何一啲信息系便宜啲嘅话咧，都系好似系用紧禾秆草嚟到建筑咁。
To be a faithful servant of God, this should be the requirement for baptism.
想忠心咧，呢个就系受洗嘅一个条件啦。
But for any person in whose heart God has been working, for any person who chooses Jesus' way at baptism, God washes that person clean.Making the person a new person.
任何一个人去选择耶稣的道路的话，在受洗的时候，神就会饶恕洁净这个人的罪，让到这个人成为一个新的人。
And that's why the Bible says the people of God have been called and sanctified.
所以圣经就讲，神的人是被呼召，是令到他成圣。
And after baptism,The people continue to live every day, cleaving to God and the Lord Jesus.
受了洗之后， 这个人呢，每日都是黐住天父同埋耶稣连在一起嚟到生活嘅。
Only when this happens that God Himself will cause His church to grow。
只有咁样生活，神先至会令到教会成长。
It will be a church built of gold, silver, and precious stones。
呢个教会所用嘅建筑材料就系金银宝石。
And this is the only way how God will draw other people to Himself through His church。
亦都系因为咁样，神先至可以将人吸引到去自己嗰度。
Today we consider the difference between how ordinary people think of the church and what the Bible says a true church is。
今日咧，我哋就系讲解到一般人对教会嘅认识同埋圣经嗰个定义系乜嘢。
May we be encouraged to know God Himself is moving among His church。
我哋一旦知道咗神系喺佢嘅教会里边工作推动嘅时候，都希望大家因此得到鼓励。
May you experience God's moving in your heart。
都希望你都会经历到神喺你心中推动你。
May you experience the wonder of transformation when you open your heart to Him。
愿你都能够经历到神喺你心中嘅工作，当你肯向佢打开。
Let us close in a prayer。
我哋一齐用祈祷结束。